This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley. Oh,
it's so much more comfortable than the front seat. The worst part is trying to get in here and then getting my boots off. Now, I think I've almost got it. All right. Now I'm in.
As she puts on her toque and mitts and slides into her sleeping bag, Natalie Milan is getting ready to spend a night in her car. The Places for People Chair of Marketing and Fundraising has been taking part in her organization's annual Sleeping in Cars fundraiser since 2019. She's encouraging residents to participate in the event, which tangibly illustrates the difficulties many unhoused people in our region face every night in Haliburton County. Canoe FM joined Natalie in her car to find out more about the fundraiser and its significance to the community.
So when we started in 2019, really it was an educational thing. We wanted to highlight what a lot of people don't recognize actually happens in rural communities, and that is that people struggle to find affordable housing. So through the years, it has kind of morphed into a bigger event, which is wonderful for us. And it does seem like a really fun idea until about 3 o'clock in the morning when you're freezing in your car. And then somehow it turns into not so much fun. But it's a great experience in gratitude. That's the one thing that I've walked away from every year. That's why I keep doing it, is because there is nothing like being reminded how lucky you are to be able to wake up in a house that is warm, where there's water, where there's a bathroom, where you're not having to worry about the simple little things of being human, where if you are struggling with affordable housing, all of those things become a challenge. You know, when you're getting into your car or when you're having to wake up at that 2 or 3 in the morning and needing to go to the bathroom, that this is a one-night deal. And that's what it's supposed to remind you of, is that, yes, you're going to experience this for one night. You're going to be uncomfortable for one night, but you're not going to have to deal with this day in, day out, day in, day out. And I'm hoping, the hope is that it will spark something. An empathy, a greater understanding, an ability to connect with other people who are struggling in a way that is deeper than you could before.
The Sleeping in Cars fundraiser takes place at the Head Lake parking lot on Friday, March 21st, beginning at 6 p.m. About 30 sleepers, as they're called, collect pledges from sponsors, with the money raised going to Places for People's affordable housing initiatives. Participants gather around the fire, enjoy some pizza, then tuck themselves into their cars for the night, bundled up in multiple layers of hats and mitts and wrapped tightly in their sleeping bags. In the morning, a light breakfast is served, and Mylan says those who stuck it out are forever changed.
I have had several conversations the morning afters, and those are the best ones, because then you have people coming up to you and going, I never thought about blank. And it's that moment of awakening where you're going, yeah, you forgot to take your mascara off, and now it's all the way down your face and you can't figure out how to get it off now. Or you couldn't open the door in the middle of the night because the dinger was going to go off and your kids are asleep and you don't want to wake them up. Or when I was sleeping in the driver's seat and I had to turn and I literally got stuck underneath the steering wheel because there was no room to move. Little details that when you look at somebody and say, oh my goodness, that is such a struggle. But those little details are what make up life and everyday struggle and everyday, I don't know what you would call it, just the everyday. And those little details are the ones that really wake you up to how awful it would have to be to have to live a life like that.
Every day.
And when you walk out of it, or when you wake up in the morning and you realize that you made it through, you might get that little, ha, yeah, good, great on me, I did it. And then you kind of come to the realization that, yeah, I did it once. Could I do it again tonight? And could I do it again a week from now? The biggest part of this is starting a conversation, getting everybody talking about, oh, you're doing what? You're sleeping in a car. Why would you sleep in your car in the middle of March? So get your pledges, come together around the fire, and start sharing stories and talking about what we can do as a community to make this better.
While Places for People is about to double the affordable housing units in the county through the support of like-minded contractors, as well as municipal and provincial leaders, there's still so much left to do. Mylan says it's about letting go of judgment and understanding that we're a community and we need to take care of each other.
It could be the waitress that's serving you your coffee. What about the guy that's working at the marina that doesn't have a place to live? All of those stories that are behind the scenes that we don't see, all of those struggles, those are the people that, you know, they make your community what it is. And everybody brings something to the table. So get rid of those ideals of you have to have a certain status in order to be quote unquote worthy. Let's get rid of those and just see everybody for what they are. They are a human being that deserves a decent life.
Mylan says Places for People is hoping to surpass last year's fundraising total of $30,000. For more information or to sign up, visit placesforpeople.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.